Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. It's Saturday, the 16th of March, 2013. Isn't it, JM2N?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. I knew you'd be able to correct me if I got it wrong. This is my audio blog. Oh, it's a bit... Is it getting a bit misty out there? It's a bit rainy. It's a bit rainy, isn't it? It's a bit of a miserable day, but it was quite sunny in the middle of the day, wasn't it? And then... Gone a bit rainy again. Anyway, I've got myself a cup of coffee here. It's not. It's instant coffee. It's not that special. Anyway, my Rega turntable turned up today. At last. I think it's been. Has it been? Has it been 3 weeks or 4 weeks, darling, since I ordered it?
It was in half term.
So it's in half term. Yeah, I don't know. How much?
A week after your birthday. So 18th of February, roundabout. So yeah, it's been a month.
It's been a month. Blimey, it's been 4 weeks that I've been waiting for my record player. But it turned up today. The man came and knocked on the door and delivered it in a box. So I took it straight upstairs and locked it away. In the office, and that's where it is now. So here we are. I've got the box here. I'm going to have a look at what's in the box. I'm not going to have any time to play it now because dinner's in the oven cooking away. But I thought I could at least open the box and have a look inside and have a look what it looks like. Record players. It's all about what it looks like, isn't it, rather than what it sounds like. Oh dear, I'm getting that wrong, aren't I? But anyway, I'm excited about it. It's a Rega, which is a made in England turntable. And of course I was first found out about Rega from listening to McColgan and seeing the sort of demonstrations he's given in the past of his Rega record player. And yeah, they're interesting, aren't they, Rega record players, because they're simple. They're trying to be designed in a way that you keep it as simple as possible. Well, so I've opened the box and I can see a nice thick pair of RCA plugs with some very nice thick cables going in, and that's going into a box and there's something in there with some that looks like an acrylic lid for a record player wrapped in plastic cellophane. And there's a couple of bits of polystyrene holding this device up, or something. No, there's two things here. I can feel the base underneath, and there's a gap, and then there's the lid. And it's got this way up, so I have to keep it very... to be very careful about opening it up, don't I? Okay, let's take a quick picture, why not? So you know what I'm talking about visually. Let's put the RCA cable there. This is what it looks like. It says fragile. Zoomed out a bit more. A couple of pictures. So let's lift this out carefully. I'll lift this box out. Handmade in England. TTPSU. So that's the turntable power supply. Okay. If I open that box up, there's black cable with a like a DIN type connector, and there's a power supply type thing in a plastic bag. So that's a TT PSU. Oh, it smells. It smells of factory. It smells of sort of plastic and things. Oh, it's got a protective film on the front that you have to remove before use. Okay, so it has like a normal, like a an adapter power socket in, but it's got a like a DIN output. So that must be what that DIN cable is for. DIN what? It's a 4-pin connector, a bit like a DIN. And that's where the power goes from the record, from the power supply into the record player. How interesting. So those are those two bits. Power supply is usually less interesting, isn't it, than the turntable. Lots of cardboard and plastic now all over the place. Right. So if I lift this whole thing out, that's got two polystyrene ends on it. How am I going to get the polystyrene ends off without dropping something? I don't know. The polystyrene ends are holding two things apart. Oh no, there's some more polystyrene in between to hold them apart. So, okay, that's fine. So there's all plastic bags and feet and stuff. But okay, so that's good. So I can lift up the lid, the protector lid, separately. That's fine. And there's, I lift up this bit of polystyrene, and there's the turntable. So it's got a little plastic bag, of course. That's a turntable with an arm and a cartridge fitted, and central pulley type thing with a belt around it. And so presumably the platter must be detached, and that's in the lid. Inside the lid there's some plastic, some cardboard, I mean, taped in there. And it looks like that must be where the platter is. But yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a black Rega turntable. What a beautiful shiny black object with some other metal shiny things on top. That's very geeky and very, just very geeky. And underneath, I'm just looking underneath, there's a plastic thing that must be covering the motor. Probably a bit lighter than I thought it would be. That's a beautifully engineered thing. Okay. I'm going to have fun playing with that later. It's got 3 feet, not 4 feet. It's got 3 feet, so it will always be... it will always be stable, won't it? Because it will always be sitting on 3 feet. Are there any height adjustments available? Okay, well, I need to find somewhere to put this before I do anything more. Oh, there we are. It's definitely my turntable here. It's finally here. It's the anticipation, because I've been anticipating and looking forward to this device arriving for 4 weeks. I can't quite believe there it is in front of my very eyes. It is there. Marvellous. We'll have to pick the beergram up off its current plinth and put the new turntable in that location, and that will be the new home of my new turntable. need a bit more room in here before I can do that. Maybe I should put it somewhere else. Well, can I put it on the desk? If I move my monotribe... No, that's not a big enough spot. Unless the iMac can go back a bit. Let's have a little shuffle around, see if I can move things around. This angle poised lamp can probably stand up a bit. The iMac can move back a bit. DVD box, headphones. It's a bit of a mess in here, I have to admit. Bits of paper, CDs. Pens, ink cartridges, headphones. All sorts of bits and bobs here. There's a magic trackpad. The money that was. So if I move all those things around, there's an empty box of paracetamols. Somebody's screaming downstairs. Right, I better get downstairs and see what the screaming's about. There's a turntable. Let's pop that on the desk. There we go. That's plenty of room. Okay, good. That'll do. That'll give it a place to live for now. Until I move the beer gram. So all I do is I'll take a picture and then I'll run downstairs and see what's upsetting the kids. Thanks for listening and thanks for sharing this moment with me. Toodle-boo.